Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Let him be the one who determines how you view life. Let him be the guide. Let him be the teacher. Let him be the one. In other words, accept his will in your life. From this point on, quit rejecting Christ and the church and the Word of God and a different lifestyle. And quit standing against what God wants to do in your life. Quit rebelling against him. Quit resisting him. Change your attitude and say, Lord, no longer my will, but your will be done. I choose to follow you. And to do that, you have to change your attitude. You have to repent. You have to turn. You have to abhor your sins. You have to say, I hate the life I've got. Well, I've got money. Yeah, and you're the most miserable money person there is because you don't have anything but money. And actually, money's got you. You don't have me. Okay, I'll tell you what you do. You take all your money and put it all in a cashier's check, and you go give it to a foundation somewhere. All of it? Yeah. And come to church and volunteer. Volunteer? Yeah. That's a hard saying. I don't know if I could do that. That's really strong. Wait a minute, sounds like a rich man, doesn't it? And you know what Jesus said about that? How hard is it for people who have all that money to enter into the kingdom of heaven? Which really, what he was saying, because the disciples said, well, Lord, you know, what about us? Now, if they didn't have any money, why would they ask the question? Those disciples must have been blessed, right? Because, you know, if the Lord said, tell that rich man to get all rid of all of his money, and you didn't have any money, you go, that's right, amen. But if that guy's got some money and you're doing pretty good yourself and you hear Jesus tell him give all his, you go, oh, what about me, Lord? Did I have to do that too? You know what the Lord did? He looked at him and he said, listen, I'll paraphrase it for you. I'll just bring it up to us. He said, I'm not talking about getting rid of your money. I'm talking about money not holding you, anything having a hold of you other than me. And he says, listen, if you give up anything for me, if you'll surrender your home to me, if you'll surrender your marriage to me, if you'll surrender your children to me, if you'll surrender your future to me, I'll give it back to you 100-fold in this lifetime. And in the life to come, eternal life. You know what Jesus was saying? I can make it better if you'll turn it over to me. You think you're rich now? You put me in charge of your riches and watch and see what I can do with it. You want your family to be changed? I'm going to tell you what. All these modern things are good, and there's some good stuff. But I'm going to tell you what. You put Jesus, Lord, over your home. Well, we're going to therapy for our relationship. I'll tell you what you do. Go to your knees on your relationship and pray with each other and read the Bible with each other and practice the Bible with each other and do what the Word says and turn your marriage over to Jesus and watch what happens. He takes that marriage and turns it into just something that's wonderful for you. Hallelujah. Better move on, hadn't it? Praise God. No, the Lord is speaking to them and he's telling them, he's saying, listen, you have to get to the place where you trust me with your life, where you turn your life over to me. And he's saying right here, to do that, you have to turn away from doing it yourself, and you have to turn to me and let me be your leader and guide and follow me. And he says this, and you have to experience this new birth where everything in your life has been surrendered to me. But then look what Peter does here in Acts chapter 2. He adds a third key to this, and he says this, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise of the Holy Spirit is to you and for your children and to all that are far and off, that are near and far away, even to as many as the Lord our God invites and bids to come to himself. What did Jesus say? Come to me, Follow me. So he's saying everybody that he invites to come to him and follow him and be a follower of him, he wants you to what? He wants you to experience the new birth. He wants you to make him Lord of your life and begin to follow him in your lifestyle. And then he wants to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And for you to be a follower of Jesus, I'm going to tell you what you need. You need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Come on. You need the gift of the Holy Spirit. You need the power of the Holy Spirit operating in your life. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Once again, reading in the Amplified Bible. Look what it says. But you shall receive. Everybody say receive. Notice that? He's talking to you and me. He's saying, you shall receive. What am I going to receive, Lord? This is the Lord Jesus speaking to the disciples. You shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. When am I going to receive that? When I get born again? No. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Well, what I need is Holy Spirit. And you shall be witnesses. My witnesses unto me. In other words, he's saying this. If you want to be the witness, if you want to be the follower, you want to be the one doing the works, if you want to be the one catching people and bring them out of the destruction of this world, he says, listen, first of all, you need to have an experience yourself. Come on, you can't give to others what you don't have yourself. And I'm not here to give you religion. I'm not here to give you a set of rules. I'm not here to give you a different lifestyle. I'm here because I've experienced a new life myself. I've experienced this. I'm not talking about hearsay. I'm talking about I've got it. Hallelujah. And so the Lord says, if you want to work with me, the first thing you have to do is you have to have a true born-again experience for yourself. And second of all, you're going to have to fight through your flesh and fight through everybody else's opinion about you, and fight through your past, and make a decision that you're going to follow me, and let me be your guide, and receive the life that I have for you, and lay down the life that you've had. In other words, you got to be willing to let me make some changes in you. You got to quit being a worry wart and start being somebody that operates in faith and trust. You got to quit being a complainer and start being somebody who speaks their faith. You got to quit being a take it all for myself and be somebody who's willing to give so other people can get it. You got to quit being a loner and start being a giver, hallelujah, of reaching out to others. And you've got to quit thinking bad of yourself and think I can do all things through Christ. You got to let me begin to transform you, and that's what it means to follow Jesus. I'm laying down my nets. I'm laying down my past life. I'm laying down my insecurities. I'm getting rid of the guilt, the condemnation of sin. And I'm turning to Christ. And I'm not ashamed to follow him, praise God. And to follow him means I go where he goes. I walk like he walks. I talk like he talks. I do what he does. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And what does he do? He begins a transformation process in my life. But then he says this, once you've repented, once you've had that experience of the new birth, and you've chose to follow me, guess what you need? You need the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Notice he didn't just say, he don't say you don't have the Holy Spirit. He talks about the gift that comes with the Holy Spirit. See, you're born of the Spirit, but then once you're born of the Spirit, you can be empowered by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes upon you. Why does he come upon me? Now that I'm born again, a follower of Jesus, I need that power that the Holy Spirit gives me to be his witness. Amen? I need that power that when I'm on the job and break time comes around and the Lord says, go over and pray for that person that's been hurting all morning and let him know I love him. I need the power of the Holy Spirit to give me the boldness and the courage to go over there. And I also need the power of the Holy Spirit to have the wisdom and the compassion and the love so they don't feel like I'm trying to be some super spiritual somebody. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is the one who helps me to do that. He helps me to be a witness. The word witness there in the Greek means one who can give evidence and proof. God wants to empower me so that I can live a life that gives evidence and proof to the world that Jesus is Lord. So every born-again believer needs to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit after they've been born again and have decided to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, will it really work? Let's find out. Look in Acts the 19th chapter. Acts chapter 19. Listen to what he has to say here. Acts the 19th chapter, beginning in verse 1. The Bible says, "And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples." In other words, he finds some disciples. Paul's in Ephesus. He's going through. And so he says, "I need some people to fellowship with. And so I need some disciples. I need some followers of Jesus." And so he finds some disciples. Actually, there's 12 of them here. And he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" Now, why would Paul come in to this fellowship? And apparently they're having a fellowship because he found these 12 disciples. So apparently they're having some kind of a service. And in the midst of that, Paul will look at him and say, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Because if you receive the Holy Spirit, it's real evident. Or at least it should be." And apparently Paul is not seeing some things in these guys' lives that he thinks he should be seeing. Amen? Because why would you ask the question if it was evident and you didn't have to find out whether they did or they didn't? Amen? So let's look at it once again. "And he said to them, 'Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?' So they said to him, 'We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.'" Woo, my goodness, sounds like a bunch of Christians today. You get to preaching in this land, and I'll tell you what, you just stepped over Jordan into the promised land. And everybody's going, "Oh my God, what's he talking about?" Well, just stay with me and I'll help you. Praise God. Then Paul said, and he said to them, verse 3, "Then what were you baptized?" So they said unto him, "John's baptism." Remember, John had the baptism of repentance. So Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Now, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." In other words, and you got to understand, when you read the book of Acts, that isn't just, you know, one day, 2 days, 3 days. Acts 19 is anywhere from 20 to 25 years after Pentecost. So you take, say it's 20 years later, and then Jesus, you know, John was being, you know, he was baptizing people in the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And so there in the first part of his ministry, he got thrown in jail and then Jesus' ministry. So, you know, if you take a couple years during that, it's 20 to 23 years. These people have been living with the repent message. Anybody besides me go to church when you was growing up and every time you went to church, you'd get born again? Huh? Because, you know, if you went out and, you know, stumped your stone and you said some bad word, you done sinned, dying, going to hell. I mean, you know, you better get up there and get rededicated. I mean, I bet, you know, till I was 20, I wore out 2 or 3 rededicators.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link "This Week on Radio." You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.